in the limelight.
New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, shows that the weekly average CO2 concentration at the Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii reached 421.13 parts per million, ppm, from May 8 to May 14th, the highest in recorded history and up from 418.34 ppm 1 year ago and 397.38 ppm 1 decade ago. Please stay with us for an article in this regard, written by Kenny Stencil, journalist. This article is published under the heading, Earth's Atmospheric CO2 Hasn't Been This High in Millions of Years. Here's the story. Climate scientists and concerned citizens are sounding the alarm as daily, weekly, and monthly records for atmospheric carbon dioxide levels continue to be shattered while the fossil fuel-powered capitalist economic system responsible for skyrocketing greenhouse gas pollution plows ahead. New data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, shows that the weekly average CO2 concentration at the Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii reached 421.13 parts per million ppm from May 8 to May 14th, the highest in recorded history and up from 418.34 ppm 1 year ago and 397.38 ppm 1 decade ago. We simply do not know a planet like this, meteorologist Eric Holtus said recently, adding, we are in a climate emergency. According to NOAA, the daily average CO2 concentration at Mauna Loa hit 422.4 ppm on May 14th, just slightly below the agency's all-time record of 422.6 ppm, observed on April 26th. Researchers from Scripps Institution of Oceanography at UC San Diego, meanwhile, measured 421.68 ppm of CO2 at Mauna Loa on May 13th, which they consider the daily record recently. Those record-breaking daily and weekly measurements came after the monthly average CO2 concentration at Mauna Loa surpassed 420 ppm for the first time in human history, with NOAA observing 420.23 ppm in April compared with Scripps at 420.2 ppm. Peter Tance, a senior scientist at NOAA, recently told Axios that it is likely May will be higher still. The window to act on climate change is closing. American Clean Power warned recently on social media, adding, accelerating the transition to clean energy will help reduce emissions and secure a healthier future for all. 20 years ago, the highest monthly average CO2 concentration was 375.93 ppm, according to NOAA. In 1958, the first year scientists began collecting data at Mauna Loa, it was 317.51 ppm. Climate scientist James Hansen, who alerted congressional lawmakers to the life-threatening dangers of the climate crisis in 1988, has long called for reducing atmospheric CO2 to below 350 ppm, and there is now a scientific consensus that the livability of the planet decreases beyond such a concentration. Nevertheless, the annual rate of increase in CO2 levels over the past six decades is now roughly 100 times faster than earlier increases that occurred naturally thousands of years ago. Tan said earlier this month, "The world effectively has made no serious progress compared to what is required. We really need to focus on decreasing emissions, and we haven't had much success globally because the rate of increase of CO2 remains as high as it has been in the last decade." He noted, "CO2 has a longevity of hundreds to thousands of years, so we are really making a very long-term climate commitment." Speaking with the Financial Times recently, Tans decided that "we are going in the wrong direction at maximum speed." California-based activist Joe Sandberg put it even more bluntly, saying, "It's shocking that we are staring down the barrel of the greatest existential crisis humanity has ever faced, and we still haven't passed a Green New Deal. Time is running out. Either we drive the fossil fuel industry into extinction or the human race."